This morning, we have a guest joining us on the phone. Scott Sewer is with us. Scott is the transportation planner for this district, the Iowa DOT. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I guess in your line of business, construction season is all year long. If you're not doing it, you're planning for it, right?
Well, that's pretty much how it goes. We've got quite a few projects that are have wrapped up. Late this fall, and we've got quite a few projects that are gearing up for next spring, and so we're constantly working on getting things to lettings and trying to get them organized, and we've got a public involvement meeting, of course, coming up in Atlantic area, too, so there's always something going on, it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it seemed like a pretty good fall for road construction this year. We had nice weather pretty deep into the month of December.
Yeah, it was really good. We got quite a bit of work done. One project that's in the immediate listing area, of course, was the U.S. 71 project in Highway 6, and they were able to get the intermittent layer of asphalt on before winter, which was really good, and so next spring they'll finish up the surface lift and get that all completed. But yeah, it was really nice for getting projects done, and then of course the last couple of weeks it's been kind of cold, and that put a stop on a lot of things.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I know it's always the same. Road construction is a terrible inconvenience for folks who are trying to get from point A to point B, but it's even bigger inconvenience to have cruddy roads to ride on. I mean, you got to redo them once in a while.
Yeah, and that's what we try to tell people. You know, it's a little bit of an inconvenience for that summer, but you know, you're going to have several years of enjoyment of that road once it's done. And sometimes it's hard for people to look past that, but the reality of it is, you know, it's just a minor inconvenience for a better thing that's coming later on.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I know you've got a lot of different things on your plate around the region, but one of the projects we kind of want to talk about, because, and you alluded to it already, there is a meeting coming up here this next week on Tuesday, January 9th, to discuss a bridge improvement project along Highway 71 here in Cass County. What's that entail?
Well, basically what it is, it's a bridge project over on U.S. 71 over Lone Tree Creek. It's 1 mile south of Cass County Road G35 or Lansing Road. And what we're planning on doing there is adding 105-foot span to the south abutment of that bridge. And the reason why we're doing that is basically a little over a year ago, we discovered that there was some shoulder and some embankment sliding in that area. And so we did some further investigate, and we did some boring in that area with soil boring, and what we discovered that there's a layer of shale there. It used to be an old quarry back in the day. There's an old layer of shale there, and then once it gets wet, it gets really slick, and so the embankment starts sliding down. Well, we've gone through and we've overlaid the bridge approaches, and we've also overlaid the shoulder, and then also did some repairs to the guardrail for an interim basis. But basically what we're trying to do is build this extra link to the bridge to span over that area to prevent any future slides.
For those who aren't aware of how this all works, Scott, how do you stumble into these projects? So you don't stumble into them, though. You don't just drive by one day and say, gee, that doesn't look right. We should take a look at that. How do you figure out what needs to be done?
Well, our maintenance crews actually are our first eyes out there. I mean, they're the ones that are traveling the roads every day. They're the ones plowing the roads. They're the ones that are, you know, removing animals and debris from the roads. They're the ones that are, you know, looking at these areas, and that's how it was basically discovered, is they saw that there was a crack in the shoulder, and that crack got bigger, and then that shoulder started settling, and then the guardrail got twisted up and bent. And so that's when we knew, obviously, there's something going on here. And so for the temporary basis, we overlaid it and overlaid the shoulder and then readjusted the guardrail. But we knew that there's something more going on. And that's when we decided to do some drill some boreholes in the soil and discover what's going on there. And then also our survey crews were out there and taking shots and finding out how much it's settling. And that's when we discovered that there's an old layer of shale down there that when it gets wet, it gets slick. And when it gets slick, it settles. And that's kind of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So the nice thing about this particular project, though, Jim, is that we don't need to purchase any additional right-of-way from any of the property owners. We've got enough right-of-way in the area to accomplish the project. The unfortunate part about it is we will have to have a detour while this bridge is being constructed. And right now what we're proposing for a detour is Iowa 92 to Iowa 48 to U.S. 6 and then back on 71.
Now, this is in the southeast part of Cass County?
This would be in the kind of southeast part of Cass County. Yep, right there on 71, just near Iowa 92 It's actually on Lansing Road, G35. There's an old, I guess it's a large pond that sits on the east side of the road as you're going towards Norway Center. That's the area we're talking.
Sure. Well, sometimes these projects can be a bit of an inconvenience during construction for just general traffic, sometimes just for, you know, some of the rural traffic, the farm-to-market traffic. This being on 71, it'll be pretty much for everybody.
Yeah, and we're hoping that we can get in there, get it done, and get out as fast as we can. Obviously, we're going to be very sensitive to the farmers having to get it to the fields and plant, and obviously sensitive to the farmers that when they need to harvest. And then, of course, we've got bus routes to consider too. So what we'll try to do is we'll try to look to fit this project in a schedule where school is either out or nearly out, and that the crops are in or nearly in, and then hopefully be done by the time the crops need to come out.
So many things to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now this meeting that's coming up on Tuesday, January 9th, this is an opportunity for folks just to give their feedback and maybe learn a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically here. It's an informal meeting, come and go as you want, from 4:30 to 6. We're basically here to talk about the project. If anybody has any questions, we're here to answer them. We're also here to learn for what the public has to say about the project or what concerns that there may be that we maybe overlooked or haven't noticed or whatever. We also want to get their feedback, and the main thing is just to let people know that, yes, there will be a detour while this is going on and what the detour is. And they can also look at other alternative routes, you know, to get around this area besides the detour as well.
You bet. Well, it's always good to be prepared, and it helps to let folks know. I know you've done some major projects through Atlantic and other communities around here. Adair has been going through one where, you know, it kind of affects in-town traffic, too. It's always good to keep people out in front when it comes to the information. That, you know, they understand what's going to happen and when.
Well, we feel like it's a lot better to get the information from the public. For example, even though we're designing this and we're looking at every option that we can, there may be something that we don't see because we don't live there, and maybe, you know, somebody that lives out there can show us or tell us something that we don't know that will help us make good decisions, you know, not only for this project but for projects in the future as well.
Absolutely. That's a good point. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, because you talked about kind of the front-line guys, some of the guys that are out there on the road. Sometimes that's the guys that are out plowing the roads this time of the year. We've already had to do a little bit of that, and I want to talk a little bit about that 511ia.org website where folks can go on and see the road conditions. We've used that quite a bit over the years to help keep people informed on some of the trouble spots at different times, especially in winter weather, and I've noticed quite a few improvements this year. That's really an informative area.
Yeah, Sinclair Stolle is a person in Ames, and this 511 has really evolved over the years. I mean, it's got so much information out there, not only for winter driving conditions, but also for people that are maybe wanting to take a summer vacation. They'll find out what roads are closed, what roads have detours, where there's maybe narrower roadways. It's also useful for driver services as they're issuing permits for oversized loads coming across the state. And as far as the winter operations, I mean, you can see exactly what the pavement conditions look like by clicking on pictures that show exactly what the current conditions are. You can see what roads are partially covered, which roads are cleared, which roads are maybe hazardous because of ice conditions. You can also track our plows. We've got an option on there where you can track a plow to see when the last time a plow's been by your area. It's just a really, really nice interactive tool that we try to get as many people to use as possible because, like I said, it's not just for winter driving conditions. It's also for summer driving conditions or any time.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, you can see pictures. I assume they're like little GoPro cameras or something that they have in the trucks that'll constantly update things.
Yeah, and there's also cameras that are mounted on our plows as well, so they're getting pictures of the roadways as they're driving them, so you can see, okay, what's the current condition of US 71 at this location, Atlantic? Well, you can see that there was a picture taken at, say, 11:47 a.m. in the morning, and this is what the condition looks like. So you know before you actually get out on the road.
You bet. And you can even see not only where the trucks are, but if they're putting different types of substances down on the road, too.
Yep.
It's amazing how detailed it is. It's a very good resource for folks, and I would encourage them to listen to the radio so we can tell you all about it, but also check that out before you travel, too. You can really find out some good stuff, and being able to actually physically see what you're going to be moving into, that's a real help.
Yep, and it's a great tool, and it also gives air temperatures, road temperatures, so you can know if, like, even though the air temperature might be let's say, below freezing. The ground temperature itself is, say, maybe 35 degrees, and maybe the maybe even though you think it's an icy condition, it's not. I mean, it's just a really good, useful tool. I use it a lot myself just because it's nice to know, you know, if somebody calls in from a certain part of our 17-county district and says, hey, what's going on with the road or the what's the road conditions like on U.S. 169 in Ringgold County? I can look up there and say, well, according to 511, this is the condition. And I may also get in touch with the maintenance foreman for that area and find out, you know, what type of treatments are they putting on that road right now, and what do they expect for the duration of the storm.
There you have it. Even the professionals are using it to keep up on what's happening out there. So obviously it's going to be a good product for us too. 511ia.org. Get on there and check that out. It's a good website, good resource.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for your time here this morning. Again, I want to remind folks about that bridge improvements gathering, about the bridge improvements on U.S. 71. That's coming up again on Tuesday. It's just a come and go, 4:30 to 6. It'll be at the DOT office here in Atlantic, and stop on by if that's something that you are interested in, and see how that might impact what you're going to be doing here in the coming year. Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate it always.
Yeah, I might want to add one more thing, Jim. People can enter our district office from down below through the east door. It's a handicap accessible door. It'll be open, and people can walk straight into the west, and there will be in the conference room down in the lower level.